The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program adapted from the original 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 8 of the addiction recovery program.
I am Scott.
Hi, Scott.
I am so grateful for this step in so many ways. As I've mentioned before, one of my biggest things that kept me locked in my addiction was a lot of resentment and blame over the years. And at some point in time, a combination of people and things I was reading led me to start looking back a little bit. I've ran across an article recently that basically makes it sound as if we don't need to look back, but we need to just look to the Savior and look forward, and looking back doesn't do any good. For me, my experience was different. It did me a whole lot of good to look back at both what I had done and who I had done it to. But as I looked at the why I had done what I had done and how I had become the person I was, it made me realize I was just doing the best I knew how. I was just trying to cope with all the things that had happened to me in the best way a child knows how. Of course, those childish coping mechanisms don't work very well as an adult, and they continue to feed my addiction over time. But that process of looking back at why I had done all those things I needed to seek forgiveness for helped me realize I was doing the best I could, and thus others probably were doing the best they knew how too. My parents, inadequate as they were at nurturing me and giving me what I needed, they were doing the best they knew how. The kids that were teasing me for years in school, they were somehow trying to get by the best they knew how too. And somehow my need to forgive others just kind of came as a gift that way. I didn't have to struggle with trying to work on it, because as I came to see how God viewed me and my trials and how He viewed my process of growing up with all my weaknesses, I came to see others that same way and realized I needed to give them the same benefit of the doubt I realized God had been giving me all along. And it was just so powerful. Just all that resentment and angst against all these people just melted away. And it's not something I could have done on my own. I absolutely bear witness. It was the Savior that took that. Sometimes I've heard people say, oh, you just need to give it to the Savior. But what does that mean, and how do you go about that? I've struggled various times as I've heard that. And for me, that was the how. Come to see how God feels about me. Come to learn of His love for me. I can begin to love myself and forgive myself, and it naturally takes care of others. I don't know that I have a whole lot else to share other than just bear my witness that forgiveness, it really is possible, and it does come. It comes as we come to understand our Heavenly Father. I often viewed Christ as the merciful one and God as the just one, but I viewed God wrong because they're the same, and their love for me and each and every one of us is just so powerful, and it's great to realize and to feel that. Whenever I'm feeling alone, I can feel that love constantly, and I bear witness of that in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Scott.
The full episode for Step 8 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.